The Smithsonian's new exhibit is titled Food, Transforming the American Table 1950 to 2000, and it features renowned chef Julia Child's kitchen. Well, it also focuses on the history of wine in America.
Joining us now live to talk about some of the bottles featured in the exhibit is wine columnist for the Washington Examiner, Scott Greenberg, and our Wine of the Week. Hello, Scott.
Hello, Hillary. Hi, Sean.
Hey there.
So let's start with something featured in the exhibit, and that's a good Zinfandel.
Oh, it's a really good Zinfandel. The Smithsonian honored five winemakers at this exhibit, and it was Joel Peterson, Warren Winarski, Robert Mondavi, represented by Margaret, his wife, his widow, and then Robert Bialy and Mike Gergich, who was represented by his daughter, Violet. Now, the Zinfandel, the reason Joel Peterson was being honored is he really changed the way we think about Zinfandel in this country when he introduced Ravenswood wine. And the 2009 Ravenswood Winery Belani Vineyard Zinfandel is a wonderful example of a field blend Zinfandel with delicious flavors of ripe plum, boysenberry, and clove. They just go across the palate in waves. Then you get this great balance, lengthy, smooth finish. It's $35, but I have to mention what's in a field blend. It's Carignan, it's Alicante Boucher, Petite Syrah, and Zinfandel. There's a lot of stuff in there. Huh. It's all picked together, co-fermented together, and produces a lovely wine.
Hmm. Okay, you got a couple of cabs also featured. Tell us about them.
Well, Warren Winarski completely changed the face of wine in America when his 1973 SLV Cabernet Sauvignon from Stag's Leap Cellar took first place in the red wine category in the Tasting of Paris in 1976. That was a seminal moment for American wine. Mm-hmm. Today, he's making the 2008 Stag's Leap Cabernet Sauvignon. Aromas of black fruit dominate the bouquet. And then it's just really a pretty wine, well-balanced flavors of blackberry, black cherry, roasted coffee, and then notes of leather and cocoa on the expansive finish. It's $50, a little pricey, but hey, it's a piece of history.
The Smithsonian is also featuring a 2009 Chardonnay.
It is. Now, this was from another winner of that seminal tasting in 1976. This is from Mike Gergich, and he was working at Chateau Montelena when he made the Chardonnay that bested all the other white wines in this Paris tasting. Today, the 2009 Gergich Hills Estate Chardonnay is absolutely a testament to his quality. Certified biodynamic, gorgeous pear cobbler, hints of orange blossom and toasty oak on the nose. But then the palate delivers really beautiful notes of Honeycrisp apple, lemon meringue, vanilla, remarkably long and elegant finish. $29. If you recall, we talked about this wine for Thanksgiving. I'm bringing it back. I like it that much.
Oh, wow. All right. Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner. Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Check out all Scott's recommendations at WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.